If you want to teach online through videos, Suzanne Doolin knows how to help you. She is teaching a course on making your own videos at thechattery.org tomorrow, starting at 5:30 p.m.
Suzanne, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Ray.
How did you get into video?
I got into video production in college. I produced a television show called GTV, which is Creative Television Show. So technically, it was actually a very difficult show to produce. Scripted video is the most difficult type of video to produce. I knew how to edit, set up the mics, run the cameras, set the lights up, do everything. I wanted to go into that professionally, but I saw as a young woman that there were barriers to me. So I ended up going into engineering because all of that geeky setup of wires really set me up for a career in engineering. I worked at one point with wireless technology, and I also worked with audiovisual technology for the medical field. And eventually, I became an e-learning producer, and I produced a lot of video of ordinary people, people who were not professional performers on camera, training people about what they do.
So then when it comes to this online class at the Chattery, what are some of the things that you're going to share based on all of that experience?
The number one thing that I'm going to be sharing is that the most important part of a video is a strong performance on camera. People have a tendency when they're not familiar with video to want to go out and purchase a new camera, a new microphone. And I can tell you that not only will those things not really make that much of a difference for a new person on video, they will hinder your performance, which is the most important part of the video. So I'm teaching people a very simple setup that they can do with their laptop or with their cell phone and teach them how to get comfortable performing on camera. And then once you do that, and once you see how it works, then you can make a better judgment about, okay, now it's time to upgrade my camera or my microphone once you learn a little more, just using more simple equipment.
And this is something that a lot of people will find helpful because of the situation we're living with now, COVID-19 and Zoom call after Zoom call after Zoom call.
That is correct. I actually have an online course specifically about getting started with Zoom if there are people who are interested in that. And I can also run that as a course for people because there's a lot of controls with Zoom. And I found when I was teaching people about that, that they really needed to learn all of those video controls that are in Zoom. However, yes, like being able to be present on video is a skill. And most people do not realize how much skill is involved in performing. Like I always joke that people make fun of the Kardashians until they actually get on camera and try to be on and like really perform. It's harder than you think.
How have you had to adjust what you are teaching given what we're living with now?
Well, for myself personally, I got into my business because I'm also, in addition to all this background in engineering and audiovisual production, I also am a longtime yoga teacher. So for me personally, what has adjusted is that I've had to take all of my yoga online, and I've been sought out by a lot of yoga teachers who want to learn how to teach on Zoom. So I developed online courses for yoga teachers to show them because what they're doing on Zoom is a little more complicated than just sitting at a table and talking. So they need more information. So I've become a big resource for the yoga teachers, and I have been working to put all of my material online. My studio here is set up not only as a yoga studio, but as a video studio. So I am doing more video. Fortunately, I'm all set up for it. I'm also developing more resources for people to learn how to get online with their video. Most people now, they're online, they've figured out Zoom, but now they're trying to figure out how to create membership sites or how to develop courses that are more structured that they can sell.
And as you said before, it begins and ends with a strong performance, but that's not all that you're going to bring to this class.
It's true. The class gives you a five-step process to go through creating a video. The first step is to write a script or plan out what you're going to say on camera. Then the second step is to set up all of your equipment, your lights, your camera, and your microphone. The third is to do your wardrobe, your hair, all of that, because you are the star of the video. The fourth is to learn how to perform on video, which is where I spend a lot of time in that class. And then the fifth step is how to premiere your video. How do you get it up on YouTube or on Facebook so you can share it with people? Because the point of the class is to make a helpful video. If you make the video but you don't share it with people, it's not helping anyone.
What are some things that you have been hearing from people in the past few weeks and in the past few months reaching out to you asking for help?
What was really surprising for me when the whole pandemic hit and people started reaching out for me for help is, of course, everybody, and myself included, felt very stressed out and concerned and worried. And what was surprising to me was that as I was helping all these people to get on camera, how excited they were. And it was a very strange experience for me personally to be going through all the concerns, the personal concerns, and at the same time have so many people in touch with me who were so thrilled. But what I'm finding is that most people have had it on the back of their mind to get involved with video, and now they're getting that push to get out there and try it, and they're finding that it's really exciting.
And if people want to participate in this online class, they can go to thechattery.org. Beyond that, where can people go online to follow you and all that you do?
My business is called Get a Bigger Boat. So my website is those initials, gabb.co. So gabb.co is my website. You can also find me on Facebook. My page is Get a Bigger Boat. And that's the main places that I'm at. If people want to reach out to me by email, it's suzanne@gab.co.
All right. Suzanne, thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Ray.